Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
It turned out my microphone was broken for this session, but James sounds great. Today I'm very excited to have James Montemagno. He's a program manager on the community outreach team at Microsoft. James, how are you?
Jesse, I am absolutely fantastic. It is an honor and a joy to be on this side of the microphone. It's been a while since we talked last, but it is always a joy to join the podcast, Jesse.
Well, obviously, with Maui on the horizon, that's what I'd like to focus on, at least initially. How close are we and how excited should I get at this point?
I mean, I've been excited for the last year and a half on my YouTube, youtube.com/James Montemagno. I've put out videos nearly every single month talking about all the previews. I'm about to put out one right now about the release candidate, which David just blogged about and everything that's going on there. So we're, you know, very, very close. The team has been working extremely hard with the community to collaborate on this. And there's been drastic changes over the last few months and really, really good ones. Just tons of new features, but really rethinking of some of the fundamentals from the ground up. So it's really, really close. So, you know, we have this conversation a month or two from now. We're having a completely different conversation. We're not in RC, we're in GA. But that being said, Jesse, the release candidate is technically go live, which means that if you pick up the phone and call Microsoft, someone will be on the other line and they will answer your questions. So that is the release candidate go live support. You know, a lot of people have asked me for the last year. They said, you know, when should I start? What should I be doing? When do I hit I'm going to create my next project in this thing? And I said, you know, for me, I put out a video, which was, should you learn Xamarin today or should you wait for .NET Maui? And I said, you should be learning Xamarin today, right? This was like a year ago that I put this out. I said, until we're at a place where you're able to, you know, if your project 6 months out, a year out, you're able to work through some of the quirks and the changes and you want to put up with that. You're an early adopter. One, we want you to do it, but maybe think about this, which is, your Xamarin and Xamarin Forms apps will migrate up, which is great. And you'll also have another 2 years of support. So you'll have some time to do it. However, now release candidate has me thinking very different, which is every new project that I'm creating from here on out is a brand new .NET Maui project where, you know, 5 months ago, I shipped a brand new app to the App Store and that's Xamarin Forms. And this summer, I'll migrate it up to .NET Maui and I'll be good to go.
Is it your advice right now to start thinking about migrating it to Maui or is it still a bit early for that?
So let's say, I just gave this workshop, which we'll talk about a little bit down the road. And I got the same exact question at Dev Intersection. And I said, that's a great question. It was like, how big is your project, right? And I think that's the first thing is how big is the project? How many pages is it? How many third-party integrations are you using, right? That's the number one question to really ask. And are those third-party integrations ready for .NET Maui? Now, the PM and engineering team and the community team, we've worked really close with the community. But we know that sometimes it takes some time to migrate, get the CI system, bits are changing, APIs are changing. So even some library creators will take a little bit more time to get them there. So if your app has all the dependencies, working, checking, things like that, it might be good to start looking at it or maybe start planning it. But if it is really big, you can have some time. You have a whole nother 2 years of support or year and a half or whatever of support, whatever it said in David's blog post for Xamarin and Xamarin Forms. You got a lot of time to think about migrating. But additionally, if you do wait a little bit longer, there will be a migration assistant tool that will help get you closer there, you know, do some regedit changing and some other things. So changes to the namespaces and migrating stuff. So it'll get you a little bit closer there. But I would mostly look, and every app is different. And once all those dependencies are good, you can start looking at it and, take it as you go. You know, there is a way of piecemealing it and doing backwards compatibility when migrating, but it is a bigger change because of the single project, the more cross-platform stuff. So it is definitely worth planning a little bit longer on this one if you have a really big project. .NET Foundation has this a resources page and a GitHub repo. It's called .NET Presentations in a Box. And it is like every presentation from every .NET Conf ever. It's tons of workshops. So workshops in a box from all sorts of things. So ASP.NET, Blazor, C#.NET, and now .NET Maui. And then there's tons of eBooks too. So it's a lot of resources. And yeah, I had built a Xamarin Forms workshop a while ago, specifically that was in here. And I decided that I was going to think about how I could reinvent that workshop to have it deliver similar content, but integrate everything that's new in .NET MAUI. That was my plan, was that I didn't want to just say I'm going to upgrade this, you know, and move the workshop. I wanted to ensure that I'm incorporating all the latest features and technology into this. And it's a full 8-hour workshop. I've already done it once. And I would say in that 8 hours, we didn't even make it all the way through. So maybe it's a 12-hour workshop, and it has slides and it has 6 different parts that takes you from file new project. It has you pulling down data, displaying it in a collection view. It has you navigating, integrating platform features, doing light theme and dark theme mode, and a whole lot more, which is real exciting.
So what do people need to get started with that?
Yeah, great question. So specifically right now with the release candidates, the easiest way to get started is with Visual Studio 2022 on Windows, specifically the preview version. There's a .NET MAUI checkbox, and that gives you everything that you need. Over on Mac, you can also do the, you know, .NET MAUI and the workshop too. The main difference there is that you'll need to install .NET, a 6 preview, and then install the .NET MAUI workload, which is a command line. And then from there, you can create your projects and open projects in either your favorite code editor or in Visual Studio 2022 for Mac Preview, which has like a pseudo .NET MAUI support. So not 100% there. So for the workshop, when I gave this a few weeks ago, I focused just on Windows, which was, you know, Windows and Android development. But of course, you can open the same projects on Mac. All the same tooling and functionality from Xamarin. So if you're coming from Xamarin, you're going to feel right at home. Not only in the workshop, which we'll talk about a little bit, but also in the development experience. So you'll still have not only your remote iOS simulator, but you'll also have Hot Restart, which is the ability to plug an iOS device into your Windows machine and debug there. For Mac development, you need to be on a Mac. So that's the one kicker, obviously, there. Just like on Windows, you need to be on Windows. And I'd say for most people getting started, I really encourage people to just deploy and debug right on Windows. It uses the latest WinUI 3. The apps look real good. Those teams have been really collaborating really close. Or if you're on Windows 11, may I recommend the Windows subsystem for Android, a joy and a pleasure, which enables you to run and debug your Android apps without any emulator at all. It's literally like a subsystem, just like the Linux subsystem too. And it is fantastical. It's amazing. It starts so quick. No emulator, no anything. It's just your Android apps are running on your Windows machine. It's really cool.
Can you say a little bit more about what that experience is like?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so the Windows subsystem for Android is really unique. It's just like the Windows subsystem for Linux, where it's a full subsystem, which means that when you're running, you know, Linux on the Windows subsystem for Linux, it's running Linux, you know, natively. And just like this, it's running Android natively. So the difference here is like when you're normally debugging an Android app on an emulator or on a device, it is deploying into an emulator, which is its own self-contained, self-bundled mini device, right? Which means that it's completely separate from your system. It's a file, image, it's like a virtual machine. The difference with this Windows subsystem for Android is that it is literally running on your machine. So when you hit debug, it will deploy directly onto your Windows machine. Your app will show up in your app start menu, and you can use your touchscreen, you can use your mouse and keyboard, and additionally, APIs that are mapped to Windows features like geolocation or opening the browser, opening the maps, will do that on your Windows machine, which is really, really cool. In fact, in the workshop, there's a part of it where you're finding, you go and you download this JSON file of monkeys, and you find the closest monkey to you, and you can open a map of where they're at. And that opens and uses your Windows machine maps application and your Windows geolocation. So it kind of does a pass through of those APIs, which is really, really cool.
If you're doing production work, do you recommend going to Windows 11 at this point?
All my machines are Windows 11. They're all there. I really, really like it. I do have one machine that's a Windows 10 machine only because it can't upgrade. But yeah, they're all there. And I run just Visual Studio 2022 preview. I live on the edge. I only install the preview, and that's it. But you can obviously install the mainline side by side if you want. But yep, all five of my machines, four or five of my machines are Windows 11.
Tell me about the .NET workshop.
Yeah, so the .NET Maui workshop is really exciting because, as I said, as I was developing it, I decided to really take a step back and say, if I'm a brand new developer, what do I need to know? But if I'm a Xamarin and Xamarin Forms developer, why would I still do this workshop? Like, what is the purpose of it, right? I want it to be approachable for both groups and both audiences. So what's awesome about the team that I work on and the team that I manage is that we're this developer community team. So we do breadth audience development and we talk to all sorts of developers. So I'm primarily client development, as you would suspect from my Xamarin background, but I have Jeff Fritz on my team and John Galloway, who are web people, and Nish, who is microservices. And they've really opened my eyes to all of the different types of things that you can do with .NET development, which is the thing I love about .NET. And I think the very fun part about .NET Maui is how it sort of brought multiple worlds together. And what I mean by that is that, yes, .NET Maui is the next evolution of Xamarin Forms, but it's so much more than that, right? It is literally unified .NET. It is a single project that brings together everything in one place. It has multi-window support. It brings in capabilities from other types of project systems, such as Hot Reload, such as Microsoft extensions and dependency services. And then, of course, it streamlines the SDK project, the type different unification, and it really unifies the base class library. So there's a lot of new in there. Even if you're a Xamarin developer, there's a lot of new stuff, and there's a lot of new features that are in Xamarin, .NET Maui, from Xamarin itself. And if you're a web developer, I think there's also a very vast opportunity here for you to learn and how to build hybrid or native applications, because with .NET Maui, it has the capability of creating hybrid apps with Blazor. So that's a really neat capability that enables Blazor developers to bring in their entire application into a native app model and access native features or mix and match UI. So when I started to build this workshop, I really thought about, well, what do I need to teach people that's really important? And of course, the things that you know and love from Xamarin and Xamarin Forms development are going to be there. So accessing native APIs and native namespaces, that's of course in there. Accessing cross-platform APIs with the Essentials APIs, those are in there. Those are part of .NET Maui. And then things like creating your models, your view models, your XAML pages, your data binding, that stuff is all in there. But what's really new that I walk through in both slides and in the markdown files that you just go through, there's six sections, all with markdown files and projects that you can follow along with, is some of the new stuff. New stuff that's in .NET Maui, but also new stuff that's coming from the community and from Microsoft. So what I mean by that is that as you are going through this workshop, you are going to learn all about Shell, which is an app container for .NET Maui apps that adds default stylings, makes tabs top and bottom really easy, does URL-based navigation really easy. That is the default for .NET Maui apps. So that is how you learn it in the workshop, which is really exciting. You also learn all about that single project. So you learn about, where do you put your images? Where do you put your styles? Where do you put your fonts? How do you start up the application? How do you register dependencies with a built-in dependency service? And how do you do dependency injection into your constructors when you're doing navigation or you're inflating different views? So this workshop, honestly, will take you from start to finish, get you a full application where you're going to learn all of that and probably a lot more, because it's been a while since I wrote it. And there's just a lot packed in there. And I am going to be adding more to it as well. Things like accessibility and the hybrid scenario and unit testing as well. So those are down the road. You're going to see this grow and expand, which is really exciting.
Tell me what else I should know about Maui as a prospective programmer who's coming from Xamarin Forms.
Yes. In fact, I think it's like an absolutely delightful experience. If you're coming from Xamarin and Xamarin Forms, you're going to feel right at home. So like I said, you're going to know all of the XAML, all the namespaces, you know, are updated, but all the names and the properties are all there. You know, you have the same views and the same layouts. However, they've really been optimized and rebuilt from the ground up. So, you know, your stack layouts and your grids, those are going to be the same. However, there's going to be some new things like a vertical stack layout and a horizontal stack layout that have been optimized there. But all of your properties and all your data binding, that's going to be the same. Some of the new stuff, though, that is really going to be really great is the deep integration into Essentials. So Xamarin Essentials was a third library that you would basically add on. You had like your platform, Xamarin Forms, and then Xamarin Essentials. And Xamarin Essentials is one of my favorite libraries of all time because it is an abstraction of all of these platform integrations. So geolocation, pickers, sensors, all this stuff. And what the team has done is they've integrated it directly into .NET MAUI. So what that means is when you create a new .NET MAUI project, you not only have access to all of the native APIs, but you have access immediately to all of the essential APIs in the box. And what's really cool about that is that they all have interfaces, they can all be dependency injected, and additionally, there's no setup required because .NET MAUI handles all of the setup for you for Essentials. So when .NET MAUI updates, all those APIs become available for you immediately. But then all these other packages that you know and love, such as the Xamarin Forms Community Toolkit, the C# Markup Community Toolkit, those are all coming over, right? So those are all there for you. And there's additionally a brand new community toolkit that makes life as an MVVM developer so much nicer, which is the .NET Community Toolkit. There's three libraries, and one specifically is MVVM. And because .NET MAUI is built on top of .NET 6, it means that developers, not only on the team building .NET MAUI, but in the community can use the latest features such as source generators to create tighter code and generate code for you. Specifically, in the workshop, I go through this, Jesse, which is I show you how to do MVVM, how to implement iNotify property change, how to do I commands, do all this stuff. And then I show you how to delete all that code and replace it with a single line of code with the community toolkit that does source generation for you automatically. So that's the cool part about .NET MAUI in this day and age in 2022, is that there's a lot of the same stuff that you're going to know and love, but tons of new stuff in .NET MAUI and from the community that's going to make your life way, way better.
What's the learning curve like?
I think the learning curve is minimal, to be honest with you. I believe that you'll be able to go in, and if you've watched any of my videos, any of Maddie's videos, any of David's videos, or read the just getting started documentation, you're already going to feel about 95% comfortable with everything that's happening, because all your XAML, all of your traditional navigation, all of your stuff is just going to work out of the box, all the stuff that you remember, all the MVVM stuff. And then optionally, if you want to go further, learn about shell, URL navigation, which now enables you to pass full objects, which is a big request. So it's even better, I think, than the traditional navigation and all the new app theming and resources that's all in there. And those are things that are like delighters, right? Those are the things like I can add an SVG and .NET MAUI will resize it for me automatic, or I can add a font in one location and it'll just automatically work across my entire application. Like those are things that really are delighters every single day.
What else should I be asking you about?
Let's talk about just everything new that a lot of people don't know necessarily. Some people, when they look at, what the sales pitch has been, says, well, that feels familiar to what you've talked about before, right? You know, with Xamarin Forms, I could do iOS and Android, and I could do a little bit of Windows work, and you kind of had Mac stuff. Well, this one is truly the reinvention. I've talked a lot about the single project, but what's really unique is how much the team is optimized for iOS and Android building on top of .NET 6. But additionally, the Windows platform is completely built from the ground up using WinUI 3, which is the latest and greatest technology with the Windows App SDK to build Windows apps. And additionally, for macOS, it uses a technology called Mac Catalyst, which for all intents, takes your iOS app and bundles it up into a really optimized desktop app. And as the team was doing this, they said, okay, it could be just fine to have the same level of cross-platform desktop and mobile support that we had in Xamarin Forms, but really, this is a new platform. Let's take it further. So the first thing that you're really going to see is this optimization for tablets and desktop. And there's two key features I want to talk about first and foremost. First is a multi-window support. This is crucial. Jesse, how many apps on Windows have multiple windows?
All of them.
Exactly. So you can do that now. So that's the key is now, instead of the app itself just being an app with a page, the app has windows, which has pages, and you can create multiple windows and pop them up, which is really exciting. This is very, really core to how Don and Maui works. And that works the same on tablets. You can have multiple windows side by side, especially on iPadOS. It's very important. So that's a key differentiator there. And then additionally, every single desktop app not only has multiple windows usually, but it also has menus up top, right? On Mac, for example, every application has and integrates into the system-wide menu bar. On Windows, I'm inside of PowerPoint right now. There's a file, a home, an insert. There's files. Now, with .NET MAUI, there is a brand new menu bar, which is a brand new control that integrates into the macOS menu bar, or in your app creates a menu bar on Windows. And furthermore, on iPadOS, it actually is the keyboard shortcuts, which is really, really cool. So it's natively integrated, natively there. So I think just from a standpoint, if we look at when the team said that this is for building cross-platform native mobile and desktop apps, they really meant it. Mobile, tablet, desktop, they really thought about what developers are going to need to build the types of apps they want to build. So first and foremost, everything is really first class when it comes to thinking about all the different platforms that this thing is going to run on, first and foremost. Any questions about that, Jess?
Key question is that I've spent the last 5 years in MVVM.
Yes, it is still the default there, MVVM. So all of your MVVM that you know and love is all going to be there. All the bindings, all the compiled bindings, those are all there. The MVVM community toolkit that I talked about. There is an experiment by some team members, specifically James Clancy, on an MVU model view update. And that's quite exciting with an extension called Comet that's at github.com/.NET/Comet. That's an experiment, though. It's not in the product. So MVVM and XAML are there. But that being said, there's a lot new in that XAML or C# markup that you may write. So there's brand new integrations with borders and shadows, brand new theming capabilities that are built into it. There's also a new graphics view, which is like a canvas that you can paint on, which is really exciting. It can use either native drawing or it can use C# drawing. And then finally, you know, what's really, really new is that Blazor WebView. So those hybrid applications that really enable you to bring together your native controls and your Blazor stuff closer together. So if you are working at an enterprise or you're working as a Blazor developer today, you can more closely work with your web team and your native team. Or if you're a Blazor developer, you can just start building native apps. It's a whole new unlock capability for developers. And when you think about it, now every single ASP.NET Core developer not only will be able to leverage their knowledge from Razor and Razor bindings to pull that in, but they get to take advantage of a lot of the similarities that the .NET MAUI startup and integrations have, because it uses the same extensions model. So all of the dependency injection, dependency services, those are going to feel very much at home if you're coming from the world of ASP.NET Core, which is really exciting. Beyond the fact that you have all this single project stuff, you have all of this really deep integration into .NET 6, into the IL trimmer, into the app performance to make the thing, every single app, faster and smaller, right? That is the key priority of this. And there's an app that we built for .NET Conf last year, the .NET podcast app that's on the Microsoft GitHub. And it's been really cool watching some of the engineers from .NET MAUI and the Android and iOS team just chip away in the performance. So optimizing the startup time, optimizing the package size in both how the app is structured and how the app is coded and the dependencies it's using and the core platform itself. So real big shout outs to Jonathan Peppers and Eric, who have been really working really, really close on that app, but also on the core platform to make this thing faster, smaller. And of course, the main .NET MAUI team that's been making all this amazing stuff, right? It's been years in the works, and it's really exciting to see this really come together for every .NET developer, to be honest with you. Like, to me, this is the way to build apps.
What are we going to see at Build?
What will you see at Build? Well, you know, I have to look exactly at the verbiage that David put in there, but let's just say that there are lots of exciting things coming from the .NET team at Build. There's going to be tons of sessions that are there, tons of things to watch live and on demand at Build. So there's going to be tons of stuff, not only for .NET MAUI, but all the new stuff in .NET 6 and .NET 7 and tons of microservice stuff. So there's tons and tons of stuff. So I think that's why when I think of .NET MAUI, I think of it not just as, hey, here's .NET MAUI delivered. It's the ecosystem, right? It is the community that has helped to build this all up, whether you're building a website, a mobile app, a hybrid app, a microservice, or doing AI and machine learning. You're using single language, single tools, single BCL at the end of the day on all this, single runtime, which is quite a joy.